This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. This personal interaction will bridge the gap between the governance and youth aspirations, fostering a deeper sense of ownership and responsibility among the participants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need for 100% delivery of the government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Vikasit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on current global challenges, the Prime Minister said that the world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand. Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on 27 members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Addressing the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar yesterday, the President said, "The Indian diaspora represents the best of our country." President Murmu said, "Indians settled abroad have not only carried the knowledge and skills acquired in the country, but also the values and ethos that have been the foundation of Indian civilization for millennia." Highlighting the significance of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, the President emphasized the need of proactive and enthusiastic participation from every Indian, including those living abroad, in the mission of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. BJP Central Election Committee meeting held in New Delhi to finalize the name of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at party headquarters and was attended by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and other BJP top leaders, as well as the leaders of the Delhi BJP unit. Earlier upon arrival at the party headquarters, Prime Minister shared his New Year, Lodi and Makar Sankranti greetings with the journalists who were present there to cover the event. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, launched the Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, "Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhavani." Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. Talking to Akashwani News at Prayagraj, Bhajan Maestro Anup Jalota appreciated Prasar Bharati for launching a dedicated FM radio channel of Akashwani named Kumbhavani. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the significance of the Siang multipurpose project in the Siang River in Upper Siang district of the state has grown manifold after the reports of China constructing the world's largest dam on the river in Tibet. He said this while speaking at the opening ceremony of the three-day Silver Jubilee celebration at the Galo Welfare Society in Alo in West Siang district yesterday. He reiterated that the project is not a hydroelectric project but a multi-purpose project of national importance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.